Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Phil Lynch. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Richardson. Batting third. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tom Tresh. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Cleet Boyer. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ray Barker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Stottlemyre. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Mel Stottlemyre. And now, play ball. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buford moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a line drive into left field. Mantle picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mantle. Buford scores. Robinson goes all the way around to score. Skowron moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a fly ball into left field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen takes first base on ball four. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Hansen moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Phil Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris takes first base on ball four. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a fly ball into center field. McGraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stottlemyre fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clete Bowyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Barker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barker hits a pop-up towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive towards third. Bowyer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scourin takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tresh. McCraw reaches second base with a double. Scourin moves to third. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt strikes out. One out. Mel Stottlemyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottlemyre hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lins is 0 for 1 in the game. Lins bunts towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 1 in the game. Richardson hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Barker scoops it up and throws to first, with Stottlemyre covering, for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a pop-up towards third. Bowyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees won. The Yankees will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Maris hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantle takes first base on ball 4. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clete Bowyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mantle moves to third. Ray Barker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barker is 0-for-1 in the game. Barker hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Skowron strikes out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Schmidt and he is safe. Robinson steals second. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McGraw hits a fly ball into left field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-1 in the game. Schmidt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Stottlemyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottlemyre is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stottlemyre is called out on strikes. Two outs. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lins is 0-for-2 in the game. Lins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-2 in the game. Richardson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stottlemyre fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stottlemyre fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Peters covering, for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mantle hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 2, Yankees, 2. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCraw. Boyer reaches second base with a double. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Hector Lopez pinch hits for Ray Barker. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Boyer moves to third. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Boyer scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Yankees. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez takes first base on ball 4. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-2 in the game. Schmidt hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Kubek now playing first base. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cater strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Schmidt and he is safe. Buford steals second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buford scores. It's White Sox, 3, Yankees, 3. Bill Skourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skourin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Skourin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stottle Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McCraw is walked intentionally. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schmidt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Mel Stottlemyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottlemyre is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stottlemyre hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-3 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lins moves to second. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Maris hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-3 in the game. Weiss is hit by the pitch. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. 2 outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-3 in the game. Tresh bunts towards first. Skourin fields the ball and throws to Wilhelm covering. Safe. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ross Moschito now playing center field. Tom Tresh now playing left field. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Skourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skourin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Skourin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first, with Stottle Miri covering, for the out. Robinson moves to second. 2 outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. McCraw is walked intentionally. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to third. McCraw moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-4 in the game. Martin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Horace Clark pinch hits for Bob Schmidt. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mel Stottle Miri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottle Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stottle Murray hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Doc Edwards now catching. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Weiss hits a fly ball into left field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is called out on strikes. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lins is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Lins takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-4 in the game. Richardson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cater. Richardson reaches second base with a double. Lins moves to third. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Maris is walked intentionally. Elston Howard pinch hits for Ross Moschito. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lins scores. Richardson moves to third. Maris moves to second. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.